A word for you from Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Paul is harping on this point throughout this chapter. You'll find it also in other places in this letter to the Philippians. Obviously, the Holy Spirit was putting this into his pen so that he would write exactly what God himself was considering, that which was the innate problem, the central problem of Philippian Christians. Firstly, they weren't completely one, and therefore Paul says, be of one accord, of one mind. But then, here, the central problem, why they weren't of one mind, is that there is that selfish attitude, the regarding of oneself as better than the other. And that is why he is inspired to say, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit. In other words, there are actions, there are things that we might do even for the Lord, which are actually from selfish ambition. The desire to lift yourself up, to be noticed by others. Sometimes you do it even unconsciously. But here is something that is remarkable. Not just to consider others as equal to yourself, although that is would be wonderful. If we could at least consider others to be equal, that is the very basis of democracy, that each person is equal before the law, etc. But this goes beyond democracy. Lapha ke uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi sibone abanye njengabangcono kunathi. To consider others as better than oneself is truly the Christian attitude. Paul goes on to show how it's not just the religion of Christianity. This is Christ himself. And that is why he says, let this mind be in you also. And then it shows how Jesus humbled himself, though he was equal to God, made himself of no reputation, etc. Now, if he is in us, then that is the attitude that we should have, his attitude. Or have you not seen your sin, that you are still able to consider yourself as better, or as perhaps equal to others? If you have a lowly attitude about yourself, you will have a humble attitude towards God and your fellow man.